Well, welcome everybody for our first protection ritual that has been going online for the outside world or outside members of the temple to enjoy as well. So, let's stand and let's get ourselves centered. Let's close our eyes and let's inhale and exhale. Inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. We call to the goddess and God, the spirits of the temple, to be there with us here tonight in this protection ritual. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
So welcome again, everybody. So tonight's ritual, this will be our first ritual that we're presenting across the internet to other temple members. And so I'm going to explain what the ritual is going to be. And there's one aspect of the ritual that, a couple aspects of the ritual that we'll expand on as I explain it. So folks at home, when you're doing this ritual, you're going to be having a document that you can read that will explain certain things, the order of the ritual. There'll be the invocations you'll see in there, and there's the devocations. But also, we'll have a picture of the altar, and I'll also list all the altar items. So you could do this. You could do this ritual at your leisure. But mainly, I would keep it to the banishing aspect of the moon. And the reason why is during this ritual, we're going to be banishing certain things. So if you don't get to do this ritual till next month, then that's fine. We do it on the banishing side of the moon. So one part of this ritual is we're going to be doing an offering to Aries Servitor Tunga. So if anybody's read the foundations of the temple or been to any temple events where we talked about servitors, you will know that each ministry in the Temple of Witchcraft has a servitor that helps the ministry do its work, complete its mission. So, in Aries, our servitor's name is Tonga. Tonga is a warrior of many, many cultures and many ages. And to me, he looks like many different cultures. The weapon he carries when he appears to me is a spear. So, he may appear to people with different types of weapons, but every time I see Tonga, he has a spear. I don't know how tall he is, because he appears in different sizes to me. So in his appearance is based upon, I think, the needs of what the temple needs at the time. So for tonight's part of the ritual is we're going to do an offering to Tonga. I do a lot of offerings at home to Tonga, I wanted to open this up to let everybody meet Tonga in a different way. And at Temple Fest this year, and a lot of you folks that are out there at home were at Temple Fest and participated in the protection ritual. And one of the parts of the ritual was I got everybody in to do punches. Is to with those punches is to give Tonga energy. Tonga wanted energy, and that was what that ritual is about. And tonight we're going to do an offering. We have mead right now in a jar that's sitting in a cauldron. We're going to provide energy into that mead, and when I go home tonight, I'm going to put that in front of Tonga with a candle. So that's what tonight's ritual is about, is giving an offering to Tonga. And a lot of the rituals are always asking for things, and I provide the offering, but I think this is a great way for everybody to participate. So at home, the folks at home, what you can do is you'll see that you have a sigil in your packet, and what you're going to do is you're going to place that sigil on your altar, and in front of that sigil, you're going to put It can be any alcohol you have at home, brandy, vodka, wine. Just put that in front of the sigil and do your offering with energy to Tonga with that sigil. You can only use the sigil once, and after you've used the sigil, burn it in your cauldron. In this way, everybody now gets to make an offering to Tonga. So for the rest, the whole ritual, we're gonna smudge ourselves, and then we're gonna connect to the earth and the sky, and then we're gonna connect to the three selves, the Nima, the Shaper, the Watcher, and then we'll up front anoint with protection potion. We have our protection potion from the Temple of Witchcraft created by Adam, and then we'll cast a circle. The circle casting will be performed by Ren, and it's going to be a casting with the runes, similar to how we did it at Temple Fest. We'll call the quarters, and Karen will be doing the quarters, and then we're going to open the temple. We're going to evoke the three realms, upper world, underworld, middle world. Then we'll do the invocation of the three rays. Then we're going to do an invocation for every servitor Tonga. And then we're going to have our goddess and god invocations. We have two goddesses tonight. We're going to call on Hecate and the Morrigan, two of the four goddesses that are we use in Aries ministry. Then we're going to evoke Zeus and Lu, Lord Lu, two gods we work with in the Aries ministry. And then we're going to have we're going to do the offering to Tonga, and then we're going to do our great rite after that. After the great rite, what we're going to do is a cleansing, and this is where the banishing aspect comes in. And what we're going to do with the cleansing is we're going to work with the elements, but we're not going to work with them through meditation, as we do with a meditation of the cleansing of the elements, but we're going to actually work with the actual physical elements. So for earth, we're going to cleanse with sea salt. We're just going to rub our hands with the sea salt. And then for east, we're going to have a candle. We're going to just pass our hands over the candle. And then for air, we have incense. So we'll smudge ourselves again. The incense is frankincense and myrrh. Then we're going to have, we have water, which we're going to have one drop of a tincture of yarrow. Yarrow is very good for expanding the aura and cleansing the aura. And then for spirit, that's for water. And then for spirit, we're going to be using I have a bell. We're gonna just put the bell on our bodies like a smudging of an incense. And the bell is a good way to also cleanse. And so this way, we're getting all five elements in with the actual physical substances. And then we're going to do a meditation where we're going to rid our links to things or thought forms that are not serving us anymore. And then we'll seal holes in our aura. What we're doing here is we're setting up for the oncoming cold weather, the winter season. And, some people like the cold and hate the summer. But, when you look at, ancient past when when the Celts and those pagans that were fearing the oncoming winter, they would prepare with gathering their meat and their harvest and store things up. So for us, as witches, here, we don't have to, we have supermarkets, we don't worry about that stuff. But we do have ways we get set for the winter, but in one way is through our magic. And summer's a good time as the wheel turns, as we're going from Samhain into Yule, this is a good time to start getting ready as things start to die off. So let's get rid of stuff and let it go, let it die with the season. And from Samhain to Yule, to me, is that perfect time. To me, that whole period is Samhain. Because I feel very Samhain-y more in November, more than so in October. So that whole time for me is that passage of time is very Samhain to me. So I continue my Samhain, with practice during that whole time. So then after we do that, we're going to do a circle of protection instead of a circle of healing. And then we'll do all the releases. So I think from that point, I think, you know, it'll take some time to get through this, but I think it'll be a fun ritual. So folks at home, we'll talk through this together, and you can use us as the ritualists, and you can just enjoy the ritual, or you can partake with it as well. So, any questions here that may help out anybody else out there? All right, so we'll get started. Okay, same. Now at this time, gather around your altar and close your eyes. See a beam of light extend from the top of your head down to your body as you inhale. And then exhale. See that beam of light go down through your legs, up the soles of your feet, traveling down into the earth, to the core of the earth. You're now connected to the earth. Take a deep breath of air in and see a beam of light travel up from your legs, up for your body as you exhale. The beam comes out the crown of your head, up through the sky, through the ceiling, to the sky. You're now connected to the earth and the sky. They're perfectly balanced in deep polarities. As you inhale, bring the breath of air into your heart. Inhale. I am the Nama. Exhale. As you inhale again, bring the breath of air into your feet, the soles of your feet, into your heart. I am the Shaper. Exhale. Bring the breath of air in through the crown of your head, through your heart. Exhale. I am the Watcher. Bring that breath of air in through all three locations simultaneously. To your heart. Exhale. I am the 3-in-1. Again, from all three locations, bring the breath of air in. Exhale. I am the 1-in-3. Inhale again through all three locations. As it was, as it is, as it ever shall be. Exhale. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Now we'll cast the circle.
May you now is Hagalas Isayara. I was Perthro El Has, so we low T. Was Verkano, A was Manas, Lagus Ing was Dagas, Othala.
The circle is cast.
I want to call the quarters. We'll all face the north.
To the north, we call to the element of earth. We call to the warrior from the north to join us in this sacred rite tonight. We call for your gifts of protection and prosperity and to bring the stone of sovereignty into this rite. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. And now we face the east.
To the east. We call to the element of fire. We call to the warrior from the east to join us in this sacred rite tonight. We call for your gifts of courage and intuition, and to bring the sphere of victory into this rite. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
You're welcome.
To the south, we call to the element of air. We call to the warrior from the south to join us in this sacred rite tonight. We call for your gifts of communication and logic, and to bring the sword of truth into this rite. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
You're welcome.
To the west, we call to the element of water. We call to the warrior from the west to join us in this sacred rite tonight. We call for your gifts of adaptability and fluidness, and to bring the cup of compassion into this rite. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
And welcome.
And now we'll open the temple of witchcraft. Temple of Witchcraft is now open. Now we call and invoke the three realms.
To the above, we call to the realm above, the angels and archangels and the spirits that dwell there. Join us in this sacred rite and bring us your wisdom, which we seek. Below, we call to the realm below, to the fae and the fairy races and the spirits that dwell there. Join us in this sacred rite. Bring us your wisdom, which we seek. And to the middle. To the middle realm, we call the ancestors and the hidden company. We call especially to our military ancestors. Join us in this sacred rite, and bring us the wisdom which we seek. Hail, and welcome.
Hail,
and welcome.
And now we invoke the three rays of witchcraft. I invoke the first ray. I invoke the red ray. I invoke the ray of unbending, red archangelic flame. I invoke the ray of power and will. See that red beam of light descend down from the sky into the crown of your head. Feel it descend further into your body, through your throat, and into your heart. Feel that beam extend down your lower abdomen and out through your legs into the earth. There are no limits to our power. All is possible. By a bent line, I invoke the second ray. I invoke the blue ray. I invoke the ray. A spiraling, electric blue, fairy flame. I invoke the ray of love and trust. See a blue beam come down, spiraling like a corkscrew. It spirals around the red ray into the crown of your head, spinning and spiraling down through your throat, through your heart. Feel it go down. See it go down. Down from your lower abdomen, out from your legs, into the earth. There are no limits to our love. All is one. By a crooked line, I invoke the third ray. I invoke the yellow ray. I invoke the ray a serpentine, golden witch, fire. I invoke the ray of wisdom and cunning. See that beam of light descend down from the sky into the crown of your head, through your head, down through your throat, into your heart. See it, feel it. See that light, feel that light. Go down into your lower abdomen, out your legs, and into the earth. There are no limits to our wisdom, always known. Now we invoke and call Tsutonga. We call upon airy servant of Tonga. Tonga, join us here in this rite. Be present. Come and accept our offering. Bring us the protection we need in this rite. Join us in this circle. Be present. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And now we call to the goddess.
We call to Hecate, queen of all witches and mother to us all. She who is maiden, she who is mother, she who is crone, warrior goddess, protect us and join us in this ritual to guide and guard us. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail
and welcome.
We call to the goddess Morgan, she who is maiden, mother, and crone, goddess of the battlefield, lady of the lake, and she who rides her white horse. Goddess of war, protection, and queen of the fairies, join us in this ritual to guide and guard us. Hail and welcome.
Hail
and welcome. We call to Zeus, god of the sky, thunder, wind, and lightning, god of war, wind, and justice. Be with us this night and evermore. Join us in this ritual to guide and guard us. Hail and welcome, Zeus.
Hail
and welcome.
Welcome.
We call to Lord Lu, the Shining One, god of war, magic, healing, and martial arts. Join us in this ritual to guide us and guard us. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Now, our offering to Tonga. So what we're going to do here is we're going to pass around a bottle of mead. And in this mead, we're going to send our energy and our offering to Tonga. At home, at this time, is when you would put your sigil on your altar, or you might have it there already. You do the same thing we're doing here by sending your energy into a glass of alcohol of any type with the thought of an offering and giving the energy to Tonga. Take these moments to spend doing that. present this to you, Tonga. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And I will work up our great light. In our chalice, we are putting some mead. Any beverage will do at home. Spring water, juice, wine, beer. At this time, mead or beer is great because it's the fall season and that's the perfect time for some of these drinks. So our goddess and god will work the great one. In this great light, you're going to plunge your thumb into the chalice of fluids. Blessed be. Thus it be, may you never thirst.
And you are.
Okay, so now I'm going to talk about the protection potion. To start our protection. So I anoint you with this protection potion to protect you from all forces that may come to do you harm at any level, at any time. That's it. Blessed be. Okay, now, so in the north, we have our sea salt. So it's part of the cleansing. I take some salt. Just rub it in my hands. Just feel the salt. Connect with the salt. Meditate with it for a second. Feel its energy go through your body. Feel in a way all it does not serve. And then you collect up the salt in a separate vessel. Because now the salt is no longer pure. Now we have a candle in the east. Just rub your hands over. Don't get burned now. The candle I'm using is a white candle. And feel the cleansing. Now we go to the south, the air. And with the incense, we smudge ourselves. I feel the incense pull away anything that does not serve. Be careful of just smudging yourself. You want to burn yourself with the incense. Now for water, we have our 1 drop of yellow tincture. And a cup of spring water. You hold the glass in your hand, you connect with the water. Charge it with energy. When you're ready, ingest it. If you'd rather not ingest the water with the yellow, that is fine. Just ingest it through your hands and don't actually consume it. With the spirit, take your bell and smudge it on your body. If you don't have a bell, a rattle will do. Or anything that makes noise. Okay, so now everybody, let's prepare for meditation. Find a comfortable spot for yourself. Okay, so now let's inhale. Let's exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale again. And exhale. Focus your thoughts, be completely relaxed. Inhale yet again. As you exhale, relax the corner of your head, your eyes, your forehead, your face, the back of your neck, your shoulders. Inhale again. As you exhale, relax your arms, relax your chest, and your back. Inhale, relax your abdomen, your lower back, and your hips. Inhale. Relax your thighs, your knees, your calf muscles, shins. Release all that does not serve. Any excess energy, send it down into the earth for the earth to ingest. Let's connect to the Namer, Shaper, and Watcher again. Inhale. I am the Namer. Inhale. I am the Shaper. Inhale. I am the Watcher. Inhale again. I am the 3-in-1. And 1 in 3, as it was, as it is, ever shall be, blessed be. We ask the Goddess and God and Great Spirit to guide us in this meditation. On the screen of your mind, is count, and you see the number 12. Erase the 12 from the screen of your mind. Invoke the number 11, See the number 11. Erase the number from the screen of your mind. At each number, we're getting deeper into a meditative state. Call up the number 10. See the number 10. Erase the number 10. Call upon number 9. See the number 9. Erase the number 9. Call up the number 8. See the number 8. Erase the number 8. Call up number 7. Release the number 7. Call up the number 6. See the number 6. Erase the number 6. Call up the number 5. See the number 5. Erase the number 5. Call up the number 4. See the number 4. Erase the number 4. Call up the number 3. See the number 3. Erase the number 3. Call up the number 2. See the number 2. Erase the number 2. Call up the number 1. See the number 1. Erase the number 1. Release the screen from the screen of your mind. We are now going to count down from 13 to 1. And with each number, we descend down into a deeper, deeper meditative state. Do not call up the numbers on the screen of your mind. Just listen to the number and go deeper. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We are now in a deep meditative state. Anything we do at this state will be for our highest good, harming none, some would it be. See your aura around you. See it around you about a foot away from your body. It's egg-shaped. See the aura, nice and clear, around your body. See the aura start to change its shade to like a crystal color, nice diamond color, diamond shape. See that aura around your body. In that aura, look for any threads or links, something that links you to a thought form, or some connection to something or somebody that you want to banish, or clear, or break. It's a connection to a thought, or someone, or somebody, or something that's not serving you at this time. Let's banish it away for the oncoming season. So look at that first link. Follow that to whom you're connected, or to what you're connected. Sever that link. Cut it out. Cut it down. Look for another link. You may have one or you may not. cut it down. Disconnect from that link. Take this time to continue this exercise. Finding links and severing the link. Now at this time, look deeper than you are. Look for the severed links. And reach in and pull those severed links out from your aura. Pull them out of the aura. And banish them into the air. Where you see the holes left behind, fill them with light, with any color light you need at this time. Seal those holes. After the holes were all sealed, see the light of the holes change the color of your aura. All is sealed. All is cleared. Now we journey back. We thank the goddess and god and great spirit and all spirits who have joined us in this meditation. Now we turn around and start counting up from 1 to 13 and then 1 to 12. As we count up, we come closer and closer to the physical realm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Start to move your fingers and toes, your wrists and ankles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Slowly open your eyes. Move your arms and legs. Bring your hands over the top of your head. Bring them down over your body. Down over your groin and push out. Releasing all that unnecessary energy. I am in balance with myself. Repeat this to yourself. I'm in balance with the universe. And release all that does not serve. And ground yourself if needed. So I hope everybody had a wonderful meditative experience. Hopefully everybody feels lighter and cleaner after that. Now in a close and a circle of protection. So at this time, think about who you want to place in the circle. See a ball of light, ball of protective light in the center of your altar. And think to yourself who you want to put in that circle. Say the names to yourself, or at home you can say them out loud. Place somebody in that circle. See them stepping into that ball of light. I place in the circle all of our military veterans.
Placing this recall, recall and my group.
I'm placing the circle.
See it in the circle. I'm going to raise the cone of power. And all those in the circle. You see the protection they need for the highest good. Aminan. So mote it be. Ground yourself. Now release. Goddess of God.
Thank and release Hecate. We thank you for joining us in this rite in perfect love and perfect trust. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
We thank and release Morgan. We thank you for joining us in this rite in perfect love and perfect trust. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. We thank and release Zeus. We thank you for joining us in this rite in perfect love and perfect trust. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
We thank and release Lord Wu. We thank you for joining us in this rite in perfect love and perfect trust. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And now release Tonga. Tonga, we thank and release you back to your realm. We thank you for joining us here in this rite. We thank you for your protection. And most of all, take this offering of energy back to yourself and replenish your energy. May there always be peace between us. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And now we release the three realms.
We thank those of the great below. And we thank those who joined us from the great above. And we thank those who joined us from the great between. And we close the open gate. Hail and farewell.
Now close the Temple of Witchcraft. Temple of Witchcraft is now closed. Now we release our quarters, sign in the north.
To the north, we thank and release the element of earth. We thank the warrior from the north for joining this rite. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. The west.
To the west, we thank and release the element of water. We thank warrior from the west for joining us in this rite. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Now we face the south.
To the south, we thank and release the element of air. We thank the warrior from the south for joining us in this rite. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. In the east.
We thank and release the element of fire. We thank the warrior from the east for joining us in this rite. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Now release the circle.
We start with a little circle and I imagine feeling anything to you.
Blessed be, merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Some more to be.
Some more to be.
So I hope everybody's experience was wonderful as ours was. And let's all gather around your altar. We thank and release the spirit of the temple. And the gods and God who have joined us here in this protection magic. And of course, we release you, but we also once again thank Tonga. Stay if you will, go if you must. Blessed be.
Blessed be.